Let's call now upon the presence of the five Dhyani Buddhas to help us with the stabilization of the secret rays within the heart and around the heart, around the secret chamber of the heart. We have the spirits of the secret rays. We're going to call now to the five Dhyani Buddhas to come forth now through the intercession of our sponsoring master and to balance and heal and intensify the secret ray action within our temple. Each of the five Dhyani Buddhas carries a specific action that is an antidote to darkness. So we will chant their names now as we look at the picture of our master. Om Vairoshna. Om Vairoshna. Om Vairoshna. Om Akshobhya Hum. Om Akshobhya Hum. Om Akshobhya Hum. Om Ranasambhavatram. Om Ranasambhavatram. Om Ranasambhavatram. Om Amitabha Hri. Om Amitabha Hri. Om Amitabha Hri. Om Amoghasriya. Om Amoghasriya. Om Amoghasriya. Om Vairoshna. Om Vairoshna. Om Vairoshna. Om Akshobhya Hum. Om Akshobhya Hum. Om Akshobhya Hum. Om Ranasambhavatram. Om Ranasambhavatram. Om Ranasambhavatram. Om Amitabha Hri. Om Amitabha Hri. Om Amitabha Hri. Om Amoghasriya. Om Amoghasriya. Om Amoghasriya. Om Vairoshna. Om Vairoshna. Om Vairoshna. Om Akshobhya Hum. Om Akshobhya Hum. Om Akshobhya Hum. Om Ranasambhavatram. Om Ranasambhavatram. Om Ranasambhavatram. Om Amitabha Hri. Om Amitabha Hri. Om Amitabha Hri. Om Amoghasriya. Om Amoghasriya. Om Amoghasriya. We're now going to give the mantra as we continue looking into the eyes of the Master. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Praise the Lord, I am that I am. Sanat Kumara. Please see yourself now as the earth being your physical vessel, reclaiming our ability and right to be God where we are in the physical plane, in the name of Sanat Kumara, who is the original keeper of the flame and who ignited the flame in the heart and reignited the flame in the heart and has helped sustain it with our precious Gautama. So this is what we're claiming here with this fiat. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Sanat Kumara. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Praise the Lord, I am that I am. Sanat Kumara. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Praise the Lord, I am that I am. Sanat Kumara. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Praise the Lord, I am that I am. Sanat Kumara. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Praise the Lord, I am that I am. Sanat Kumara. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Praise the Lord, I am that I am. Sanat Kumara. We're now approaching that balancing action between the right and the left. So we're focusing on that concentration with the Master's eyes. We're now going to take in a deep breath through the fire breath of God and breathe out all that prevents us from having that absolute focus, one-pointedness through the third eye on our beloved Master. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. To say together now, he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. call the soul to come and rise up now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus into the secret chamber of the heart where the bridegroom is waiting. Rise, O soul, rise now into the secret chamber of the heart. Rise upon the shaft of Mother Light. Rise upon the wings of love, upon the currents of the Ida, the Pingala, the Sushumna now in balance. Rise now into that secret chamber of the heart, to that holy castle, that interior castle, that hidden chamber, to meet your beloved Christ self, your own blessed and beloved Redeemer. Now, we see the merging of the ascending triangle and the descending triangle as that six-pointed star of David in our being. We see the light of the heart now expanding as we say, I am the light of the heart, shining in the darkness of being and changing all into the golden treasury of the mind of Christ. I am projecting my love out into the world to erase all errors and to break down all barriers. I am the power of infinite love, amplifying itself until it is victorious worlds without end. I am the light of the heart, shining in the darkness of being and changing all into the golden treasure of the mind of Christ. I am projecting my love out into the world to erase all errors and to break down all barriers. I am the power of infinite love, amplifying itself until it is victorious worlds without end. I am the light of the heart, shining in the darkness of being and changing all into the golden treasury of the mind of Christ. I am projecting my love out into the world to erase all errors and to break down all barriers. I am the power of infinite love, amplifying itself until it is victorious worlds without end. I am the light of the heart, shining in the darkness of being and changing all into the golden treasury of the mind of Christ. I am projecting my love out into the world to erase all errors and to break down all barriers. I am the power of infinite love amplifying itself until it is victorious worlds without end. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Now we're visualizing the soul and the Holy Christ self moving into that keep, into that secret chamber of the heart, the eight-petal chakra. And tonight we are going to go around the petals of the heart, the secret chamber of the heart chakra, the eight petals, vivifying those petals now with the action of our Christ self, with the action of our bridegroom, with the action of our soul and her free will, and with the tutelage of the sponsoring master. As we go around the secret chamber of the heart, we are going to now give the mantra, I am Alpha and Omega, one syllable for each petal, unfolding as a beautiful lotus in a clockwise motion around the clock. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. What we're going to do now is I want to pour the deepest love of your heart into your sponsoring master. As you look at your sponsoring master, pour the deepest love that you can into your master now as the wine of Aquarius. You continue this mantra around the secret chamber of the heart. All of the gratitude, all of the love. I am Alpha and Omega. 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 He that is in me is greater than he the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. I am me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. I am Alpha and Omega. 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 He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Let us welcome now the presence of the Lord Mahachohan into our hearts now. As that Holy Spirit that fans the flame of the heart. You see the Mahachohan now blowing on our threefold flame for the perfect balancing and expansion of that flame, for the intensification of that flame, till we become that flame, till that flame envelops our physical body, as it did with Jesus, till that flame becomes so strong that it can be seen through our chest, as it did with Lord Lanto. O beloved Lord Mahachohan, we call to you now in the name of our sponsoring master to come forth now and to assist us in this winter solstice cycle. We call now for the vivification of our threefold flame, for the expansion of our Christhood, for the expansion of our Buddhahood, for the expansion of the Holy Spirit, as that threefold action of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit within the heart. We call now for the rolling back now of the force of hell, the force of the night that is seeking to take from us our victory. O mighty victory, legions of victory, descend now into the heart of hearts of each and every light bearer upon earth, for the rolling back now of darkness, for the rolling back now of all discouragement, for the rolling back now of all forms of attack. Let this fallen ones now, let the unregenerate personality, let the dwell on the threshold be bound to the greatest extent that the law will allow. And let there be now the expansion of that flame of faith, the expansion of that flame of hope, the expansion of that flame of charity. Beloved Archei, faith, hope, and charity, descend now into our midst. Expand now your presence within our hearts. Let there be the balancing action through the mother light, through the mother ray, through the mother love. Let us be transformed, and let there be now the melting and the dissolving of all hardness of heart, all fear. All that prevents that full manifestation, beingness of God within our temple. We ask this now. In Jesus' name and in the name of our sponsoring master. According to God's holy will, let it be done. Amen. Now we're going to see the soul and the holy Christ self rise. Rise up the elevator, rise up the spinal shaft. Up now, over the head area, into the crown chakra, into the buddhic top knot. We feel the buddhic top knot awakening, flowering, expanding. Like a pine cone, in a sense, and every little piece of that pine cone is opening up. If you've seen a pine cone open up, visualize now your buddhic top knot opening up now, opening up to receive the energies of the Buddha, the energies of the Buddha. So what we're going to do tonight is a little bit different. As we are focused on the eyes of the Master, we're going to be invoking that flame of Gautama Buddha through his keynote. This is the day of winter solstice when all of heaven plays Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. So tonight, we are also going to listen to the final movement of that symphony. To ask Marie if you would lead us now in the golden mantra as we prepare for this action. This is the Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. We're going to give this as we look at the eyes of the Master and as I get the volume here to work. Please, Marie, can you lead us in that and unmute yourself? Everyone, stay focused on the eyes of the Master and on the buddhic top knot. Marie, I'm not hearing you. Is there someone else that could lead us in this? Anyone able to unmute right now?
I will. This is Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Please lead us in the golden mantra.
Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. Om Ahum Vajra Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum. Om Ahum 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 Vajra Guru Padme Siddhi Hum.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mary. We're now going to listen to that Ode to Joy and anchor it at the level of the crown chakra, the light of solstice in the crown, through the soul and the holy Christ self, through the agency of our sponsoring master and Lord Gautama in this day, this night, for the rolling back of darkness on a personal and planetary scale. See the light now of the solstice descending. See it as the soul and the holy Christ self stand on the Buddhic top knot. It's like they're standing on top of a globe, and the light is coming as the sunrise over the earth. The light of solstice is going to absolutely take flood over the Buddhic top knot and flood over our world within and without. Each and every one of us is anchoring points and electrodes of divine consciousness here.
Thank you.
crown chakra, with our sponsoring master, with the Buddha, with our holy Christ self, with our soul, forming a four-leaf clover. The Buddha at the top. Sponsoring master on the east, the soul. On the south, the holy Christ self on the west, the four-leaf clover. Help us balance now the energies of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bringing them into our temple through the crown chakra. Now we see them lowering and intensifying into the heart as a lodestone. The energies are precipitating from spirit to matter, and we see them densifying in their weight. And in their concentration, becoming more yang. They're going from yin to yang, and this yang action is precipitating as the energies move deeper and deeper now. They're deposited in the heart. As the four gates. We see our beloved Sanat Kumara is the flying eagle flying overhead, overseeing this action. And we see our beloved Gautama Buddha as the one in the catcher's mitt, the one who is materializing this action. Both on the north gate and both on the of our clover, and both on the as a materializing action, and so it's a wheel within a wheel. And we see the energy now coalescing more and more strongly into the secret chamber of the heart, where the Maha Chohan is standing, receiving that energy. And that energy is being integrated now into our threefold flame. This is for the alchemical marriage of the soul and the Christ. It's a preparatory action. And we simply receive it. As we continue looking at the eyes of the Master, and we give now our gratitude for this lodestone. This four-leaf clover now having that intense yang concentrated density of a stone. It's a lodestone. We call now to our beloved St. Patrick. Seal us in this action as the physical manifestation of the Lorica for protection within our hearts, that we might go forth through the times ahead, through the travails and the trials and the crucifixions, with a deeper sense of protection and identity in God, that he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. And we anchor this now, not only for ourselves, but for every light bearer on on this planet who can receive it through the alchemy of solstice. We qualify this entire action to the will of God, and only to the will of God. Working through our sponsoring master and the sponsorship of our master, we place ourselves upon the altar to be altered, to be strengthened, to be changed, to be humbled, to keep on keeping on. You see the soul in the bridegroom now, clasping their hands together, bowing now before the Lord Maha Chauhan as a sealing, as a, the completion of the cycle. And we see the Maha Chauhan now stretching forth his hands to bless the soul, to bless the Christ, to bless the alchemical marriage appearing, for it is through the office of the Holy Spirit that we become the Christ, as it is through the office the Christ that we receive the Holy Spirit, and so the figure he flow, and the blessing, and the anchoring, and the sealing, according to God's will. We are simply instruments, and we are grateful. And we now send forth that love once again to our sponsoring master, into the picture of the Master through our heart. As we breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Love. Breathe in and breathe out. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. It is done, it is finished, it is sealed. Not my will, but thine be done, O God. Amen. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you for being here on solstice. And we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, and are grateful for every time that we can come together. Thank you, God, and God bless us all.